Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The latest National Family Health Survey, NFHS 6, has thrown up a fascinating paradox. While there have been significant gains in reducing stunting in children, the feeding practices that are crucial for their nutrition remain woefully inadequate. First, let us understand what NFHS 6 is. It is the sixth National Family Health Survey, conducted in 2023-24, and its findings were released on 30 May 2026. The nodal agency responsible for this survey is the International Institute for Population Sciences, or IIPS, which is based in Mumbai. Now, let us look at the key indicators that the survey measures. Stunting, which is a marker of chronic, long-term undernutrition, is defined as low-height forage. On the other hand, wasting, which is a marker of acute undernutrition, is defined as low weight for height. The survey has found that the percentage of stunted children has fallen from 35.5% to 29.3%, which is a significant reduction. Additionally, the percentage of institutional births has risen to 90%, and the percentage of children who have received full immunization has increased to 87%. These gains indicate that the health system delivery backbone has strengthened. But why does this matter? The reduction in stunting is a genuine public health gain, reflecting better maternal and child health coverage. However, despite these gains, there is a stubborn lag in infant feeding practices. Only about half of newborns are breastfed within the first hour, and only 15% of children aged 6 to 23 months receive a minimum adequate diet. This is paradoxical because the structural prerequisites are in place, mothers are reaching hospitals, children are being immunized, but the behavioral and dietary practices that convert health system contact into nutrition outcomes are lagging. What makes this significant is that early initiation of breastfeeding within the first hour delivers colostrum, the antibody-rich first milk, and an adequate diet in the 6 to 23-month window is critical for cognitive and physical development. The policy frame for addressing these challenges is provided by the Poshan Abhiyan, or the National Nutrition Mission, which was launched in 2018. The mission targets stunting, wasting, anemia, and low birth weight through a convergence model across health, women and child development, and sanitation. Crucially, the conceptual core of Poshan Abhiyan is the first 1,000 days from conception to a child's second birthday, the window in which nutrition has the most lasting impact on growth and cognition. And here is something that surprises many students. The findings of NFHS 6 map directly onto Sustainable Development Goal 2, or Zero Hunger, specifically the target to end all forms of malnutrition by 2030. Now, let us turn to the analysis of the survey's findings. The NFHS 6 reframes India's nutrition challenge. The first generation problem was access, getting mothers to facilities and children vaccinated. That battle is being won. The second generation problem is behavior and diet quality, which cannot be solved by infrastructure alone. The 15% adequate diet figure points to a counseling and dietary diversity gap, not a hospital bed gap. So what exactly changed? The way forward therefore shifts from building delivery capacity to intensive, frontline behavior change communication through Anganwadi and Asha workers. Remember this number, 15%, the percentage of children aged 6 to 23 months who receive a minimum adequate diet. Note this carefully, the solution lies in strengthening Anganwadi and Asha-led counseling on early breastfeeding and complementary feeding, promoting affordable, locally available diverse foods for the 6 to 23-month group, and reorienting Poshan Abhiyan metrics from coverage indicators towards feeding practice outcomes. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The NFHS 6 survey was conducted in 2023-24 and was released on 30 May 2026. The nodal agency for the survey is the International Institute for Population Sciences, or IIPS, which is based in Mumbai. Stunting has fallen to 29.3% from 35.5%, which is a significant reduction. Wasting, which is a marker of acute undernutrition, is at 5.2%. The feeding gap is significant. Only about 50% of newborns are breastfed within the first hour, and only 15% of children aged 6 to 23 months receive a minimum adequate diet. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The NFHS 6 findings are relevant for both the prelims and the mains. For prelims, remember the key indicators: stunting, wasting, institutional deliveries, and immunization. For mains, the topic is relevant under GS2, where you can discuss the statement, "Despite gains in maternal and child health coverage, India's nutrition outcomes are constrained by poor feeding practices," in the light of NFHS 6 findings, and suggest measures to address these challenges. The Poshan Abhiyan, which was launched in 2018, is also a crucial part of this topic. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Poshan Abhiyan targets stunting, wasting, anemia, and low birth weight through a convergence model across health, women and child development, and sanitation. The first 1000 days concept is also an important part of this topic. In conclusion, the NFHS 6 survey highlights the paradox of significant gains in reducing stunting, but inadequate feeding practices that are crucial for nutrition outcomes. This paradox has significant implications for India's development, and addressing it will require a shift in focus from building delivery capacity to intensive, frontline behavior change communication. The Poshan Abhiyan and the first 1000 days concept are crucial parts of this effort, and understanding these topics is essential for your UPSC preparation. The findings of NFHS 6 have far-reaching implications for India's nutrition outcomes and its ability to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly zero hunger.